Mackenzie native Evan Bichon keeps getting faster on the World Cup slopes, and last weekend in China he offered further proof he's becoming one of the world's elite in snowboard cross racing. The 26-year-old DP Todd secondary school graduate finished a season-high 11th out of 54 men who entered Sunday's race in Bidahu. For Bichon, and it seems only a matter of time before he ends up standing on the medal podium. "I feel good about placing 11th at the World Cup in Bidahu, China," said Bichon, in an email to The Citizen. "My riding has always steadily progressed upwards, and consistently placing in the top 10 is within my grasp. As for reaching the podium this season, I am confident I can make it happen. It feels good to be one of the top Canadians on the World Cup tour currently, but I am aiming to be one of the top athletes on the World Cup circuit, and my sights will remain set on that throughout the season." Bichon qualified 19th for the race. On Saturday he ended up 26th after qualifying 20th quickest. Now ranked 21st in the World Cup points standings, Bichon posted a career best March 23, 2024 on Canadian snow when he finished 4th at a World Cup race in Mount St. Anne, K. Now in his 6th season on Canada's national team and 9th season racing World Cup events, Bichon still has some catching up to do to match the consistency of Canadian teammate Elliott Grondin. The 23-year-old from St. Marie, K., won both races in Bidahu and was 4th in the only other World Cup race this season, December 14 in Cervinia, Italy. Grondin captured the silver medal in the solo men's race at the 2022 Beijing Olympics and teamed up with Marietta Odine of Prince George to win Olympic bronze in the inaugural mixed team event in 2022. The 2026 Olympics are only 1 year away in Turin, Italy, and Bichon is showing signs he will be part of the Canadian squad that get to compete in the five-ring circus. "There are still lots of races ahead, but as long as I continue competing with the focus and intensity I currently am, earning a spot for the 2026 Winter Olympics will very much be within reach," Bichon said. 23-year-old Colby Graham of Prince George posted his best-ever World Cup finish on Sunday, placing 16th after qualifying 31st. His previous best, 17th, was in Mount St. Anne in March 2023. "I am very proud of Colby for earning a personal best result at this last event," said Bichon. "I know how hard he works, and it's great to see that work pay off. They certainly aren't doing it for the money. They have to pay for their own flights to World Cup destinations and training camps, and that eats away travel budgets in a hurry. While it is very difficult to sustain being in sports financially as a Canadian athlete, I have always remained 100% committed in the pursuit of reaching the top of my sport of snowboard cross," said Bichon. "I work full-time 5 days a week in the off-season as well as train in the gym before and after work. This adds up to about 65 hours or more per week between working and training for my sport. To complete a season financially, I need a combination of my own wage, funding from Sport Canada, and I have support from a few key sponsors whom without I would not be able to complete a full season in my sport. His sponsors pay some of his bills, but he's always looking for more donors willing to share the load and has a webpage set up to accept donations. At 26, he's not ready to retire just yet. I've never felt like hanging up the board, but the reality is if I don't achieve high enough results each season, then that will be the end for me in sport," Bichon said. "That said, I have competed for almost a decade with that pressure on my shoulders and continue to improve each season. I am truly thankful for all those who have and continue to support me on my journey in sport. I plan on making this season my best one yet." Odine finished 19th in qualifying and did not advance in the TOP 16, who raced both days in Bidahu. The World Cup Tour resumes Feb 14-15 in Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy.